The VA Inspector General won't publish the full details of the 2014 audit results until next year, but last week, the IG's office formally notified the department that it concluded, once again, that there were material weaknesses in its compliance with the Federal Information Security Management Act, the main law that governs federal agency cybersecurity procedures. Stephen Warren, VA's chief information officer, disclosed the audit result to reporters in advance of a congressional hearing next week that will scrutinize cybersecurity challenges within VA.
I was disappointed, and I know the team was disappointed, given the significant time and effort that we applied this year. But we are going to continue to drive on that. We've redoubled our efforts, and we're going to continue to push such that we move forward on the rigorous discipline plan that the team has put together, so that when the audit team shows up next year, they will see the constant improvement that they recognize this past audit season, that we've gone even beyond that.
In its 2013 audit, the IG identified some 6,000 specific cybersecurity vulnerabilities and made 35 separate recommendations to close weaknesses. The corrective actions the IG has been recommending run the gamut of common IT functions, including identity and access management, incident response, configuration management, and continuous monitoring.
And what they've done is they've actually said, you know, you've done some great stuff in the past year, but we need you to work harder in four major areas. You need to be working harder in terms of how do you manage the configurations of that million-plus systems. How do you make sure you do them in a standardized, consistent way? So the auditor is asking us to do more there, look at it, and make sure the folks out at the sites, the individuals doing the work, are complying with the standards and consistently implementing, and that we put clear standards in place for them. Also on the access controls, how do we make sure as people come in and go out, that our HR system is linked up to our IT systems in terms of who has access, why do they have access. Also on security management in terms of how do we fully implement from an auditor's perspective our move from one point in time accreditation to continuous monitoring of our systems. So they pointed out to us a couple areas where we need to do more, we need to do different, and so driving on that. And the last one is on the contingency planning side. How do we make sure some of the controls in place are there?
Warren says VA already has a detailed plan that it used to improve its cybersecurity posture during the 2014 audit season and has already started modifying that plan to address the IG's new set of concerns. Department officials weren't able to immediately provide details on how many outstanding audit issues remain compared to the list of 35 that were contained in the 2013 audit, but Warren says the IG did agree to close several of the recommendations as resolved. And in 2014, that list of 6,000 vulnerabilities from the prior year's report was cut down by 21%. But Warren also downplayed the significance of the 6,000 security issues that the IG initially pointed out. He says while it sounds like a big number, it's actually not, given the scale of VA's IT enterprise.
If I'm running on a base of 1.2 to 1.4 million devices, and I'm running multiple services on each one of those devices, you're talking about 70 to 150 million different things that you're looking for vulnerabilities on. And I've got 1,000 systems that we've built and deployed that are enterprise systems. When you talk about 6,000 vulnerabilities, and we treat every one of them important, but if you look at it on the scale, you've got to put some balance on that.
Warren told reporters he believes veterans' data is secure from cyber intrusions, even if the department is not living up to the auditors and standards bodies' interpretations of FISMA. He pointed to the department's monthly reports to Congress, noting that they routinely show that when veterans' information is exposed, it's generally because the wrong piece of paper was mailed to the wrong person, or an employee failed to follow established policies, not because of an IT shortcoming per se. A VA initiative called CRISP, the Continuous Readiness Information Security Program, is meant to address that dichotomy.
Security is not a one-time deal. The standards change every year. The industry practices change all the time. So one of the reasons we put continuous readiness in the information security program in place was to get the organization, not just IT, to recognize it is something we need to work at every day. It is something where we need to be constantly evolving, constantly improving, constantly changing. As the threat change, our defensive postures change, moving from reactive to proactive. And so CRISP is making sure the VA as an organization, not IT as an organization, recognizes that the practices that are used in day-to-day behavior is critical for how we protect veterans' data. We keep educating, what does this mean for you? And it's not a trade-off between services and benefits for veterans and risk. It's a balance between the two.
The balance is a struggle for VA, and indeed for all federal agencies. Warren freely acknowledges that the department takes what might be perceived as cybersecurity shortcuts because it's making a calculated decision to accept more cyber risk so that it doesn't jeopardize its day-to-day responsibilities to provide services without interruptions.
How do I do that balance between folks having to do their job, and you accept some risk by them doing their job, with the information protection risk in terms of certain behaviors are bad? Unfortunately, some of those behaviors are necessary if you're going to be delivering benefits. One example that we use with folks is we have triggers that block different types of websites that you should not go to. Pornography websites are a common thing that you block. We have folks who do reconstructive surgery where when they go and look, it's a body part. So when folks are scanning through on the services side, many of those are flagged as pornographic sites. So we work with the physicians who need those types of sites and give it to them. On the surface, it's a bad thing, but in reality, it's categorized or it's miscategorized, but our clinicians need that for them to deliver those services to veterans. Again, maybe an extreme example, but there are many like that where we have to do the balance between delivery and making sure we secure the enterprise.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.